Hi, it's Jesse, the founder of Max Fun, coming to you from the microphone at my home office where I am socially segregating. So we promised you a Max Fun drive this week, but things haven't exactly gone how we expected. So given the pandemic, we're going to postpone this year's drive. Events are still fluid, so we're hesitant to give you specifics about new dates. Right now, we have late April penciled into our calendars. We'll keep you posted about that. As it stands, a lot of our drive machinery was already cranked up. So for one thing, you might hear a reference or two to the drive in our shows, which might have been recorded before we made this decision. And here is some good news. There's a bunch of great bonus content available for all of our Max Fun members. If you're a member and you missed the email with instructions on how to listen, check your spam folder or log in at MaximumFun.org/manage. Also at MaximumFun.org/manage, you can change your membership if your circumstances have changed. We know this is a tough time for a lot of people, and we understand. You can also go to MaximumFun.org/join at any time if you'd like to become a member. During the next couple of weeks, what would have been the drive, we're going to do our best to be extra available to you. We've got some streaming events planned, some social media stuff. We know a lot of folks are isolated right now, and we want to help provide comfort in the best ways that we know how. You can follow us on social media, and we'll let you know what's up. During this tough time, I have been feeling really grateful for my community of colleagues here at Max Fun and for you, the folks who make our work possible, goofy as that work may sometimes be. Stay safe out there. We're thinking of you.
Here we go.
Beautiful.
Very low. Turn it up a little bit. Oh yeah, that's really nice.
That's the stuff.
Oh yeah. Wow, that means the podcast is starting. Holy heck. Okay, here we go.
It's like the first time you've ever heard that song.
It sounded awesome to me. Wow, I kind of want to listen to this show. Okay, this is very good. Here we go. Welcome to Dr. Game Show. I'm Jill Firestone. We got Manolo Moreno here.
I'm here.
This is a show where we play games submitted by listeners. They email us at drgameshow@gmail.com, and we play them on the air with the in-studio guest and callers from all over the world. You call in 857-MANOLO-1. And we got a guest today. You want to know who it is?
Yeah. Who's this sitting here?
We got the Flop House. We got the Daily Show. This is Dan McCoy. This is Dan McCoy's here.
Hi, everybody.
Dan McCoy is hi, everybody here.
Wait,
yes.
What did you say?
It's the classic hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Okay.
Dan, we're so glad you're here.
Yeah. Thank you. I've been having a good time just hanging out, waiting for the show to start. I had a thin mint, a single one, because I'm trying to lose some weight. But man, that thin mint was good.
You know, we got junior mints too.
Okay.
And the junior mints are heart shaped.
Oh,
and
okay.
Some
for the
of
holiday.
Them for the holidays, yeah. And and for some of them, you think the inside's going to be what color?
White.
And some of them inside is red.
Oh,
it's like
that would be scary if I wasn't expecting it.
Are they Passover?
Did I get a cursed one?
Yeah, it is kind of like a poetic thing to bite into a heart-shaped chocolate and have red ooze come out. That's called body poetry.
I didn't notice that they were heart-shaped. They just went straight into my mouth. I guess I don't pay attention to shapes.
I need you
food.
To pay attention to shapes today. Yeah. That's your goal for today.
All right. You Dan, sound like my parents.
Well, I do feel like your parents. I'm almost older than you if our ages were reversed.
True.
Dan, what would you say? What would you say is
about
something
shapes?
That you want to work on today?
I just want to be engaged. I want to bring a little... I was saying that I... You know, I'm I'm the low energy man on my show. Mm. And I don't think it's telling tales out of school to say that this is a very chill podcast.
Yeah,
sure.
So I didn't know whether adding another flavor of sort of chilled out was going to be the one that's going to make this episode pop.
Well, this episode is going to pop.
Okay, good.
But just so you know, I just started taking... Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Oh, my gosh.
Is it going to pop? Because
this is going to pop.
Table?
That's what happened. The episode just popped. I do want to say that I am on new vitamins.
Oh, wow.
So...
Oh, yeah. You said you're on new vitamins.
Yeah.
And what did you say about them?
I mean, I'm chill.
Yeah.
I'm on new vitamins. And
what are they?
They're called Calm.
Okay. I tried that. Are they like gummies? Or yeah, I tried that. I don't know that it's doing anything.
No, it does good. It does
good. It?
You got to take 4 a day.
Okay.
I met up with Joe and then she just started punching me out of nowhere. And it's like, I'm calm. I'm chill now.
Yeah.
See, it's like when she's relaxed, she'll attack you.
At first, when you said new vitamins, I thought you were like, vitamin X. They just discovered it. They didn't know, but that's the one we've needed all along.
Yeah, well, I am on vitamin X. Vitamin X. Like... X stands for, excuse me, I'm calm.
Excuse me, coming through.
Yeah.
And then you hear train noises.
Get out of the way, I'm calm. So it's pretty
And you
cool.
said you got into an argument and it was the first time you were just chill about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was chill about the argument. I'm always getting in arguments.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You seem like such a pleasant
I'm not
person.
Pleasant. That's the thing. I think it's, I think kind of when you, I kind of wear clothes that kind of convey, oh, pleasant, but actually what comes out of my mouth is horrid.
Yeah, you're a yellow Sour Patch Kid in pleasant clothing.
Yeah.
I just have sudden irrational bursts of irritability. That's what makes me difficult if we're just sharing.
That's
and it
good.
Just shocks people, like yeah, they're surprised.
Well, I mean, the people who've got to know me over the years are just like, oh, that's just Dan. And like, that's I have to buy into that if I'm going to be friends with him. But yeah. I've tried to change it.
Oh, really? Do you know what? Yeah, you do you know what happens to make it? Could it be anything?
I think I have sleep apnea and I do a CPAP, but it doesn't make me any less tired. And so the fact that I am tired constantly probably has
irritable.
Yeah, that could be something. Usually it's sleep or hunger.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
But, me, it's too many directions.
Too many directions.
That's what gets you flustered.
Yeah, I get flustered and I'm like, hey, I'm coming through here.
Yeah. That's what you are always saying that to me.
And you don't recognize shapes, so stop signs mean nothing to you.
Just and bursting through intersections.
See, that was a red stop sign. And you said, oh, I'm sorry, I thought it was
M&M.
A Christmas, whatever. Christmas tree, that kind of thing. He's always thinking about blue M&M. Yeah. So that's kind of, and so Dan, just so we know, because basically people are going to play against you, and if they win, they get a custom magnet. Okay. Sponsored by who knows. Do you have any ideas for who could sponsor it?
Like a real company or
it could I mean we're ideally like a... I mean if you kinda wanna come in here and just be like, you guys should be repped by Dirty Sponges, that kind of thing, that's okay. But we're definitely looking.
Well, there's a tweet that I did that's literally for no one because no one remembers who this person is, but it was advertising soupy sales, which are sailboat sales soaked in minestrone.
Wait a second. There was
a guy named Soupy Sales is the key part of this information. So he decided to, in my mind, spin out this into a whole enterprise.
Okay, what was it again?
Soupy sales.
So spelled soupy and then S-A-I-L-S.
Yeah, these sails would be totally useless on a sailboat because they're so damp at
they're
that point.
They're too damp with soup.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, so that's, you think we should be sponsored by...
Soupy sales.
Thanks a lot, Dan. That's really helpful. Thank you so much.
Gross. I want to put that on my boat.
Please put that on your... that's the tagline for that. Don't put that on your boat.
Just suck on it.
Yeah, suck on that on your boat. This is a family-friendly show.
Suck on a soupy sail.
Yeah, so we're just telling people to suck on that on their boat, and that means soup-covered sails. People say, I use spoons for my soup. We say, use drenched sails.
Use a sail.
Actually. That's actually
just
better.
Wrench it into your gullet.
Go suck a sail.
Yeah, that's what they say. Go suck a sail. And that's kind of the Dr. Game Show way. Really good.
Trevor's. That's what go suck a sail, Joe.
Yeah, that's what you'd call new vitamin energy. NVE. Yeah. Okay, so this is really good. So we're going to play some games. Are you good at games?
Not really. Awesome. I know a lot. Stuart in my podcast loves games. I kind of don't care for them. So this will be
fun. This is awesome. You know what's so crazy is Manolo.
Team Manolo.
Manolo told me, I'd say 4 years into the podcast, that he didn't like games. Isn't that awesome? I think that's really awesome.
I just did it because I wanted to wear headphones in the radio station.
I know.
It felt cool.
I know. There's some wild stuff going on here. You know, it's crazy how famous and rich we've become. We are really good. This first game is submitted by Bug. Okay. No first, no last name, no place, Bug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Classic. So let's see. This is called Happy Birthday, Spider-Man. Submitted by Bug.
Okay. I'm going to press play on this machine now.
Okay.
Wait, let me choose one. All right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Spider-Man. Happy birthday, Spider-Man. happy birthday, happy birthday. I don't know how the rest of it goes.
What? You don't know. Go? Stop.
Joe, would you say this is a normal level of dismay on your face, or is this more than...
That wasn't dismay, it was her hand.
You don't know how the birthday song
Wait,
hands?
How does it go? Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. How old are you?
Birthday.
Oh, happy thank you, Dan.
Dear Spider-Man.
Happy birthday to you. There are like two lines in it. And you forgot both of them.
Gotcha. When do you ask how old they are?
You don't ask.
That's an optional second verse.
Oh, okay.
Well, why do you ask a question in a song?
That is true, I guess.
Man, that was really
unfortunate.
Songs
are mostly declarations and imperatives. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Directions.
Thanks.
Do you love me now that I can dance?
Oh,
that's a
right.
question.
That's a question.
How does that go? Do you love me now that I can dance?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Again, this is the show we're trying to really raise support from listeners, as a reminder.
It's a maximum fun drive.
Yeah, again, just as a reminder, really trying to make the best show possible.
Mm-hmm. Have you done your drive yet?
Not the special drive episode.
Okay.
Mm. Right. Well. Okay, so again, really trying to make it jam-packed. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
don't
this
forget to donate and pick us or what? The Flap House. What? Is that how it works?
It's not a zero-sum game. Yeah. Pick both of us.
And why you say it like that? You just kind of
can you
make...
do like a ratio like 70-60?
Come
does
on,
it
70-60?
Is that how math works?
Somebody just said Manolo is on fire, which I don't even understand.
Oh, do you have a running comment? Is there tweets and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
We've got a message board. And
nice.
It's 45 people that actively root against us.
I think that I would, if I had instant feedback on our show,
it's haunting.
Yeah, I would shut down.
Yeah, it really is. It takes a toll on you for sure.
Yeah.
I always wonder, why am I eating so much after each recording? I think, well, I wonder. It's a coping mechanism.
One time, there was a game where me and Joe had to switch roles. And I was like, this is a hard role that Joe does. It made me want to walk into the ocean because... Because we were recording on the harbor and the streets weren't near, so I chose the ocean. Never mind. All right.
No, I think you should keep going
with
that.
Am I still on fire?
No, yeah,
I don't
for
know.
Sure.
I can't tell.
Yeah, I think it's smoldering. So here's how this game works. Players are guests at Spider-Man's birthday party, and they have superpowers from being bitten by radioactive critters. The player has to describe their powers, then Joe and Manolo and Dan guess what bit them.
Do you think Spider-Man hires a human to to like...
To do what?
Stand around at the birthday party.
Thank you, like, Dan. Yes, to do what?
Sign autographs.
I mean, Spider-Man is still human. Yeah. I don't know. He's just sort of a modified... Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with the character.
And again, again, what Dan said, to do what?
To remain unbitten. You know how like people hire like Snow
a designated
White
survivor?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And then they're like, what are you doing here? Get back in the bunker.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Like,
we're moving on. All right. Here's an example. I have a membrane between my arms and legs that lets me glide up to 300 feet. What bit me?
A sugar flyer.
Was that a flying squirrel?
Dan is correct. A flying squirrel. But Manolo, you were close. Let's see. What about another one? I can barf up my own guts to tangle up my enemies.
Ooh.
What do you think that is?
Mm. I don't know enough.
A sick raccoon.
The correct answer is a sea cucumber bit.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So here we go. You ready? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to Trisha from Rocky Hill, Connecticut, who says that she has a fever. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Trisha.
Bringing the energy up.
Yeah. Beautiful. We got a feverish Trisha.
Yes, I have a fever and I had ice cream for breakfast.
That's wonderful.
That's
for
not
you.
Good.
So, Trisha. I'm sorry you're feeling sick, but obviously something bit you.
Did the ice cream make you feel better? Because that's not a good decision. It's going to make
it
worse.
And is the fever a result of tonsillitis? Because then the ice cream was a good choice.
Oh, maybe? That's great. We are all doctors of game show. We'd like to know what's made you sick.
What has made me so sick?
Yeah, that's the game.
I went swimming in a pool and I think it had something gross in it, maybe.
It was full of phlegm.
Well, let's hope it's not a brain amoeba in the pool.
Brain amoebas love ice cream.
Trisha, I don't understand what you're saying to us. So if you could just tell me what...
Describe the substance.
I can't tell if I have a fever or you do or we both do. So Trisha, if you could just go ahead, tell us what bit you. Don't tell us what bit you, but something bit you, right? Something bit you, right?
Something did bite me. Something Thank you, Joe. Yeah. Something did bite me.
What's
and
happened
it's a creature that... That has wings.
Trisha, stop. Trisha, you have to tell us what your superpowers are now. Don't tell us about the creature.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. My superpowers are I can picture everyone in their underpants.
I mean, that's true of humans. That's not necessarily
something,
a superpower.
An imaginative
something
dog.
Bit her. Mm-hmm. Andrew, I can only hear her in one headphone. Is that normal? Is that the fever?
It's your fever.
I'm going to second that. I also...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe my ears are on mono.
Also, everybody on the message board can tell that you're eating a cough drop, Manolo.
Well, it's not. It's a junior mint.
You're just sucking on it?
Yeah, I'm just knocking it around.
That's so awesome. I'm so glad you're doing that. You've made the softest candy sound hard on the mic.
I just don't want the blood to come out.
So there's an animal out there that can tell what we look like in our underwear? Apparently.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around this animal.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that it's a dolphin that is using its echolocation to know what my underwear looks like.
Yeah, a dolphin, some kind of echolocating dolphin bit you really hard.
I know what it is.
What do you think, Manolo?
It's a flea that can run up a pant leg.
Okay, a flea that can run up a pant leg. All right. Trisha, I'm going to go ahead and say, the guy from X-Men with the red glasses. I think he bit you real
You're
nice.
You're so right.
Which
it's
one
him.
Was it?
Scott?
Scott Summers.
Oh, he's got Summers. A first name. Okay, great. So that was it? Trisha? Trisha?
Yes, Joe, you're right. Yes.
That's the animal that bit you? Is Scott from X-Men?
Oh, God.
Trisha, thanks a lot. Please get better.
Get better. Get
please
some
get
rest.
Better.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you thank you.
Thank you, I will.
No, thank you.
Eat a bowl of medicine.
Okay, eat a bowl of medicine. That's our, well,
Ghost suck a sail.
Oh, ghost suck a sail. Thank you so much for your custom magnet. Let's see. We're going to talk to Whitney in... that was really good. Whatever just happened. Something, or maybe again. Maybe again. Whatever just happened again. Oh, yeah. Something's happened. Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks, Andrew.
Hello?
Oh, Whitney? Whitney?
Yes.
Oh, Whitney, what's going on? Yes. It's almost like we forgot we were doing a show. We just kind of got in our own little cloud here. Glad you're keeping us back on track.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Whitney's the new Joe.
Whitney? Yeah, Whitney's hosting Dr. Game Show today. Yeah. Whitney?
Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Okay. It seemed like you really didn't want to do that, but I guess my job is bad. It makes you so famous and rich, though, mm-hmm. Whitney, I swear to you. Okay, so Whitney, what bit you? How did you? You got bit?
What's your superpower?
I did get bit.
Yeah, you got bit. Sorry.
And now, yes. And now I have 5 arms and I turn inside out to eat.
Turn inside out to eat. 5 arms.
I think I have this one. Yes. I think you are a starfish.
Starfish.
Ew. Turn inside out to eat.
Manolo, I have seen you eat. You should be less judgmental of others. Okay.
It's so true.
Why don't you go? Who do you think it is?
I mean, I can't help it. Yes. I am a starfish, and I cannot help it. I have to turn inside out to eat.
Let me guess.
I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, so obviously there's a feud between Whitney and Manolo right now.
Being sarcastic.
Do you want to apologize to Whitney?
About what? What did I do?
Yucking her yum.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. But also, go suck a sail.
Wow, that means you're getting a custom magnet sponsored by Soupy Sales, Soupy Sales. Thanks so much, Whitney.
Thanks, Whitney.
Well, thank you. I'm okay with you, Manolo. It's okay.
Wow.
I'm not a good
adversary. Even though you're kind of rude.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Whitney, I think you sound like the host of Dr. Game Show. Truly. Think about it.
Be a host, Whitney.
Be a host, Whitney. Okay, thanks so much. That's, I guess, the tagline for this episode. Be a host, Whitney. Okay, thank you so much. Wow. Okay, let's see. We're going to talk to, Roxanne in Louisville. Be a host, Whitney. How you doing?
Hello, be a host, Whitney? What?
I'm confused.
Sorry.
Thank you, Roxanne. Thanks, Roxanne. Be a host, Whitney. How you doing?
I'm very confused, but otherwise, great, fun, okay.
Okay, Roxanne, what, something bit you? Yeah, you got bit?
What's your superpower?
You got bit?
Does it need to be absolutely an animal?
Well, somebody said Scott from X-Men, so I think that you can really do whatever you want.
Yeah, not even right, Beast
cool.
from X-Men.
So, something bit me. These are my powers now. I now have, words on all over myself, and also I can attach to other word-covered flat things.
I know. I know what bit you.
I know what it is, too.
I know what bit you. A PDF. A PDF.
No.
Okay.
I said you're a sack of Scrabble letters sewn on a body.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have a joke answer, so I'm going to. Maybe you're like one of those, like a post-it note or like a flag you put on documents to be like, here's where you sign.
Oh, really? Sign. The arrow.
I would say that you're the closest, but not there yet.
What bit you? What bit you?
Spider-Man's birthday party.
Be a host, Whitney. Well,
should I describe it now?
Yeah, describe it now.
I don't understand. Be a host, Whitney.
Come on, be a host, Whitney. Describe it. What bit you?
Be a host and describe it, Whitney.
Wait, this is Roxanne. Oh, gosh. Okay. So I should describe the characteristics of the thing and not the powers.
No, you just did that. Yes? We didn't get it right at all.
Be a host, Whitney, Roxanne.
I'm going to try to think of what else I have. Okay, yes.
She really wants that magnet.
Professors are... Sorry. Professors... That was from a mouth. That was a mouth sound. What? Professors like me, they... oh, goodness. Okay. Students. The thing that bit me is... Yeah. Fits on a table.
That was your helpful hint?
A bread box.
It's a paperweight that has words on it for some reason.
Oh yeah, it's, yeah. Maybe it would one of those wordy paperweights
as the post-it notes and the flag thing.
Yeah, yeah. We understand what
a
you're
container?
Saying. Yeah, maybe a container. A container that fits on top of a table.
A table size.
It's
container.
A thing that if you pictured it biting, it could probably like oh, it's the most
a saber.
Similar to a thing that bites.
Stapler.
A stapler? That's for
you. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Okay, so that was that was certainly anticlimactic, but it was climactic nonetheless.
A stapler that has words on it.
I gotta talk to Spider-Man about how who he invites to his birthday.
No, I got words on me.
Cyclops.
Because I was stapled and now I'm paper.
Oh.
That was my thought process.
No, for sure. Be a host, Whitney, for sure. We definitely got that eventually.
And you, get you want a magnet.
And you want a super sale, super magnet, suck on that sale. All right. Thank you so much, Roxanne.
And remember, be a host, Whitney.
Okay, be a host, Whitney. Okay, well, this is really catching on. I think people get it, and it's really catching on. Okay, so we're going to move on from this game.
Okay.
I'm
getting the hang of it.
Do you want to tell us what you got bit by? You got bit? Did you get bit?
No, I didn't get bit.
Okay. Oh, you didn't get bit. Okay, well, that solves that problem. No big deal. Are you ready to play this new game?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, this is really good. This is from Sweden. Ever heard of it?
I heard of it.
Okay, it's
hot
called
chocolate.
It's the called fish.
It's called Crypto Celebrity, submitted by Christopher Hendrickson from Sweden.
Oh no, I have to do a thing now.
Yeah.
Crypto Celebrity, these are tales from the Crypto Celebrity. Everybody's skinny and withered and famous. Crypto Celebrity, suck on that.
What did you just say? What did you just say?
Crypto Celebrity.
Everybody's what?
What did I say? I forget.
What did you say?
Something about being withered, I think.
What was that?
Oh, everybody's skinny and withered and famous. Crypto Celebrity.
Ooh.
Sit in a bus.
That is really not what I wanted to hear. Okay. So here's how this game works. Joe gives the name of a celebrity, and the player has to think of a good name for a cryptocurrency based on that person. For example, actor Robert De Niro could have a cryptocurrency called Robert De Niro's. Or famous stand-up comedian Moshe Kasher could have one called Moshe Cash. If the player is stumped by Joe's prompt, they may choose their own celebrity if Joe allows it. If Manola wants to start mining, the player wins. If he wants to cash out, the player loses.
Do you know what mining is?
I think so.
It's like... Don't you just press a button and then the computer just like starts making cryptocurrency or something like that?
It's a huge, huge energy suck. It's very bad for the environment.
Really?
It is, but it's like if they just kept going, they'll solve that energy issue, wouldn't they? Like solar or like, you know, the water mill.
Yeah, the Bitcoin machines will gain sentience and then solve all of our problems.
We'll just build a water mill.
That's awesome to know. That's really comforting to know. Thank you.
So you have to keep mining.
Okay, so we're going to do this. It's going to be a lightning round. Are you ready for this?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. So here we go. So, Dan, would you mind coming up with the celebrities?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, this is going to be lightning round. Okay, ready? Okay, then we got Gabe from Huntsville, Alabama. Gabe, lightning round. Could you do that thing, Manolo? For the sound effects for the lightning round. Okay. Remember, you have that job to do.
Do it again.
I already said lightning round three times.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, thank you so much. Gabe from Huntsville.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Be a host, Whitney.
Here we go. Dan, what's a celebrity?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Go, Gabe. Go. Lightning round.
Ding, ding, ding. No,
Stone Bucks.
Thank you, Stone Bucks. Stone. Okay, great.
Let's go mining.
Nice. We're mining for Stone Bucks. Thanks a lot, Gabe, for starting us off with that strong answer. Okay, goodbye, Gabe. Stone
no problem.
Bucks. No problem, he says. Thanks a lot. Okay, let's talk to, here we go. We're talking to Kazuki from Newport, Massachusetts, who's at work as a chef right now. Kazuki, are you there?
Hi.
Lightning round.
Hey, I think that's right.
No.
No, whoops, wrong button.
Okay.
Sorry. Do it again.
Yeah, yeah. It's lightning round.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you so much. Okay. Dan, what's the celebrity?
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Go for it, Kazuki.
$2.
What?
$2.
$2?
$2.
Right, so that was, right.
Wait, it was the last one, Stone Bucks?
Yes, yeah, Stone Bucks, and now we have $2. Thanks again.
See, you keep that going.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate that. And are you going to mine that one, or?
I guess so.
Okay, nice work. You're getting a custom magnet sponsored by Soupy Sales, Soupy Sales.
Suck on that sale.
Suck on that sale. Yeah. Could you give us a Be a Host, Whitney?
Kazuki.
Say what?
Could you just give us a be a host, Whitney?
Be a host?
Whitney.
Or you could just...
Be a host, Whitney.
Or you could cook a burger.
Just say be a host, Whitney.
Yeah.
Could you say that to us?
No, be a host.
Whitney?
What?
Whitney.
Okay, so this tagline is really catching on. Thank you so much, Lightning Round. You get a custom magnet. Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep, thank you so much, Manolo. This is really going well. Okay, we're going to talk to Tammy in Provo, Utah. Tammy, Lightning Round.
Be a host, Whitney.
Yes.
Okay.
I have
car
an apology first.
What?
I have an apology first.
No, it's lightning round. We have no time for
apology. What's your apology?
No, we have...
I'm hurting over here.
No.
Yes. Let me apologize for saying I didn't like any of the games last time. Okay. I did like them.
Oh, okay. Well.
So you're just a liar.
Just trying to ruin us. That's fine. Okay. So I think you've made it worse.
Sorry, I love you.
Yeah. You said that last time. Now I really believe it. Okay. So Tammy... Is it Tammy or Cammy? Because last time we called you Cammy. Yes. Tammy? Yes. Cammy.
Miami
Tammy? Did you just say that?
No. Grammy. My grandkids are in the car.
Grammy Tammy.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Tammy.
Okay, so right, when I was calling you Cammy, that we were just cool with that. That's fine. Okay, thank you.
It's fine as long as the kids are around.
Okay, so Grammy Tammy, here is your celebrity. Ready, Dan?
Yes. Lizzo.
Okay, here we go.
I'm ready.
Lizzo.
What? Lizzo?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, how about that bee money?
Okay, nice. Thank you so much. Okay, everybody thought you were going to say Lizzo Bucks, but you really made it your own. Okay, there we go. Now,
I'll mine for that.
You'll mine for that?
Yeah.
Wow, Grammy Tammy.
Yay!
Yep. Okay, you did it. Go suck on that.
Suck on a sale.
I thought maybe she was going to say it with us. thanks so much. Hey, Grammy Tammy, could you get your grandkids to say be a host, Whitney?
Hello, host Whitney. Yeah. Loud. They're really, really shy. Sorry.
No, that's okay. They're going to say hello, Whitney. Okay, thank you so much.
What I love about this show is how much...
Whitney. Yeah, hello, Whitney. Thank you so much, Grandma Tammy. Goodbye.
Say hello, Whitney. Really loud.
No, okay, again, that's the tagline. Okay, thank you so much. Goodbye. Okay.
I like how much this show depends on sort of intricate interactions with the audience when there's clearly a significant delay.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time delay. It's almost impossible to do a call-in show.
Yeah, like it's not a good idea.
It's almost a bad idea. But here we are asking for funds for a new year. Interesting. Hello, Whitney. That's what we say. Hello, Whitney. Hello, Whitney. Okay, let's see. We're going to talk to... let's see. We're going to talk to Stephen from Ocala, Florida. Stephen from Ocala, Florida. Are you there, Stephen?
Hello, Whitney.
Hello, it's me, Whitney.
Yeah, okay. Again, it really is...
Can you hear me?
It's just be a host, Whitney.
Hey, Dan. Big fan.
Oh, thank you.
My name's Stephen. Last name was Pelb.
Great.
That's fine. We never asked you of that.
Okay.
Okay, so...
I really like white lightning rounds, so this is...
Well, thanks.
I'm glad
ding,
really...
Oh, thanks, Manolo. I really appreciate that. You're really on top of that. Okay, so, Stephen, here's your lightning round. You ready, Dan?
Also, can
ding,
you get...
ding, ding.
Sorry,
oh, wait,
I interrupted
can I,
myself.
Just a second. Wait.
What?
Wait.
What?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Can we get a be a host, Whitney?
No, we're moving on. It's failed multiple times.
So I got bit, and my superpower is that I can balance on things really well, and I can eat trash, like tin cans and paper.
I don't understand what you've done to us.
So you got bitten by an acrobat.
What?
With
no,
horns.
We're obviously playing a completely different game. Steven is the ultimate saboteur. Don't you understand?
And that's a fact.
No, stop with this. Steven, I don't even, I want your last name. You know that?
I'm sorry. I mixed up what game we're playing. Okay, what's my celebrity?
What?
Okay, your celebrity is Ted Danson.
We could go like Ted. No, dancing dollars.
Yeah. Dancing dollars.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for dancing dollars. Really good. Almost as good as Stew Bucks. really appreciate that, Stephen.
Thanks for your approval, Joe. It means a lot. I appreciate it.
All right. That's great. Thanks a lot. Okay, great. Okay. Well, okay. So, we found out that Whitney's pronouns are they, them. So from now on, we're calling, it's be a host Whitney, but they, them. Okay.
Hello.
So, sorry about that, Whitney. Okay. So here we go. So do you want to,
oh,
what?
You didn't ask if I wanted to mine it.
Do you want to mine it?
Fine. Sure.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
I would have went with Ted De Niro.
All right, so that was a crypto celebrity, really nice. Did you want to do one, Dan? It seems as though you've played no games yet.
Okay, you can. Yeah, give me one.
You want one?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Johnny Cash.
Manolo, you think you're.
Johnny Bucks.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Thanks. You guys really seem to get along. Hope you hang out outside of this. It's awesome for you both. Okay, great.
All mine for that.
All right. So be a host, Whitney. Okay. So we got. Let's see. That's a, now we take a break.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. We did get a Jumbotron from Lewis Trevor Powell. And who's this for?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh. It's for Julia.
Yeah, it's for Julia. And so basically what Lewis Trevor Powell has done is he's purchased a Jumbotron, which is when you can pay a certain amount of money to have us say words. And so Trevor Lewis Powell's words to Julia are, Alyssa seems cool.
And that's it.
And that's it. And that's as simple or as complex as you want it to be.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think this is what context is this in?
I was thinking that Julia moved into a new neighborhood and Alyssa is Julia's new next door neighbor and Alyssa seems cool.
Oh, I thought that Alyssa was like a club.
Like Girl Scouts?
No, like, you know, when you drive by a restaurant and you're like, oh.
Oh,
like, playing loud music.
Mm-hmm. Right. Cool. Like, yeah, that's probably what Lewis means. Lewis, if you'd like to buy another Jumbotron, you definitely can to explain what you meant. And anybody actually could buy a Jumbotron to explain what Lewis meant. It's, what is the website, Manolo?
Oh, so many chores. I don't know. What is this? I'm just going to guess it might be MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron.
I believe that's what it is.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right. You can do that. Pretty easy.
What if his next message is going to be like, hey, let's meet at Alyssa. Alyssa.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. I didn't realize it could be pronounced Alyssa. Wow, that would be really cool. What if we found out Lewis's name is pronounced Louis?
Louis?
Yes.
Could happen.
Louis Powell wants you to meet him at Alyssa.
Alyssa.
Sorry. Sorry, I forgot the fake pronunciation of this fake club, but listen.
I had a phase where instead of saying geez Louise, I would say geez Louie.
Cute. I like that. Yeah. I thought you were going to say Chaz Louise.
Geez Louie.
Right. Chaz Lewis, G. Louis, listen, we did the Jumbotron. Thank you, Lewis, for your support. Okay, stay safe, everybody.
You too. Speaking for everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Welcome back to Fireside Chat on KMAX. With me in studio to take your calls is the dopest duo on the West Coast, Oliver Wong and Morgan Rhodes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm looking for a music podcast that's insightful and thoughtful, but like also helps me discover artists and albums that I've never heard of.
Yeah, man. Sounds like you need to listen to Heat Rocks. Every week, myself and I'm Morgan Rhodes and my co-host here, Oliver Wong, talk to influential guests about a canonical album that has changed their lives.
Guests like Moby, Open Mike Eagle, talk about albums by Prince, Joni Mitchell, and so much more.
Yo, what's that show called again?
Heat Rocks, deep dives into hot records.
Every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Hi, I'm Dave Hill. From before. And I'm very excited to bring Dave Hill's podcasting incident back to Maximum Fun, where it belongs. You can get brand new episodes every Friday on MaximumFun.org, or, you know, wherever. And while my partner Chris Gersbeck and I might lack in specific subject matter on our podcast, we make up for in special effects. Chris, add something cool right here. Also, we have explosions. Animal noises, and sometimes even this. Dave Hill's podcasting incident, every Friday on Maximum Fun. Chris, do another explosion right here.
Okay, back. Okay, so this is the last game we're playing is called Dr. Sibling Accusation, and it's submitted by it's kind of hard. So Dan, just so you know, each episode we have people vote on a winning game, and usually what happens, especially like when we're really trying to make an episode that like either resets or tries to get more listeners or it needs to generate donations, that's usually when the message boards really step it up and try to squash us whole. So this is a game that was submitted by the message board after we played all three games. Okay. And it's a game we've never played. And they just do it to hurt us. But this is called Dr. Sibling Accusation.
And the rules are by our previous guest, Seth Lind. And here's how it works. Oh, take it away with the theme song. So sorry, I forgot that.
I was hoping you would forget it. Uh-huh. What was it called again? Sibling accusations?
Uh-huh.
This is a show about sibling accusations. Don't get hurt unless it's with a sibling, brother, sister, or any other. I choose brother.
Joe looks upset, but I gotta say, that's the closest to a song of the three that we've had.
See, Dan, what's happening is he's wormed his way in to your heart. And you have to be careful around him, okay? Mm-hmm. Just so you know. The fact that you're starting to show sympathy and empathy Stockholm for him is, syndrome. Yeah, it's not good.
I was going to go with Manolo virus. But
oh. Okay. Manolo, come on.
Okay.
You roll over so easily when anyone puts up any sort of, you know, aggression towards you. True.
It's like almost like playing dead, but it's more like endearing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to check in really quick with Whitney. Whitney, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Whitney, how do you think the tagline is going for the episode?
It's very weird hearing my my name over and over again, right. But I like it. Okay. I do like it.
Do you prefer the tagline, be a host, Whitney, or hello, Whitney?
Probably be a host, Whitney.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
I would think that hello, Whitney would be confusing because yeah. You'd want to respond hello each time.
Actually, Whitney, Whitney, as an ideal caller, what would you recommend to others? Just as we're getting into our third game, you know, if you could just kind of give us some words of wisdom.
Be snappy. Be nice and snappy.
Yeah. Nice and snappy.
Thank you so much, Whitney. That was very helpful.
Whitney, be a host.
Be a host, Whitney.
You have the makings.
Okay, see you later. Okay.
You're being so nice. Well, and then you just hung up.
I do. Okay, so that was almost okay. There we go. So this is called Dr. Sibling Accusation, and Seth Lind made up these rules. Two people act out a four-line scene from the Shonda Rhimes spec script, Sibling Accusations, and Manolo greenlights or not.
Green lights to Shonda Rhimes' desk.
So we're going to take two callers at a time, and they have to act out the play, Sibling Accusations. So, Dan, how about you do the first one with this caller?
Okay.
Okay, you just have to do two lines each. The show is called Sibling Accusations. We're going to talk to a friend of the show, Alexi from Washington, D.C. Alexi, are you there?
Hello, here I am.
Yep. Okay, so Alexi, you and Dan are going to do the four-line scene from Sibling Accusations from the Shonda Rhimes spec script. Okay? So, Alexi, do you want to have the first?
What is spec?
What?
Can you tell me what is spec script?
It's like a script. Just forget the spec.
It's just a script of a TV show. Uh-huh. Basically.
Okay, like, wow, we were doing like play.
Yeah, yeah. Like a play. Like yeah, a like play. A play.
I can do it.
Yep, I know you can. Okay, so, Alexi, you want to have the first line or the last line?
I go first.
Yep, okay, here we go. So you have the first line, then Dan's going to do a line, then you're going to do a line, then Dan's going to do a line. All right, here we go.
Okay, hey, brother, what you are doing, this was my cabbages.
Jesus Christ. These cabbages? These are ones I bought at the bodega 2 days ago. The cabbage bodega.
Really good.
But they are my cabbage because I own the farm where they are growing.
Damn your insidious eyes.
Yeah, that was. I'd say that's pretty good. Do you want to green light it?
Yeah, I'll show this to Shonda.
Wow, it's Shonda Shonda. Shonda. Really nice. That was a little scene called Whose Cabbages? Thanks, Alexi. Really First nice. Act. You're getting a custom Magnus. Okay,
thank you.
Go suck on those sails.
Oh,
suck
good. On a sail. I like it. Okay, thank you. Everybody.
That should be the new tagline.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
I like it.
I like it. I like it. I like Whitney. Okay, here we go. We're going to talk to Cecily in Orange County, California. Cecily, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Okay, Cecily, we're going to talk to you. You're going to talk to someone else. Okay, you ready?
Okay. Okay. Yes.
We're going to talk to, looks like, Jacob in Santa Barbara, California. Okay, here we go. You're both on the line.
Okay. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, Cecily. Did you want to be like the first one or the letter one? Or
yeah, you guys just kind of hashed it out yourselves.
Your host, Jacob.
You can start, Jacob.
Okay. Jacob's gonna start.
I can't believe that you drank all the strawberry LaCroix. Now only the peach ones are left, and they're not very good.
I'm going to strongly disagree with you and add a third LaCroix that grapefruit is actually the superior flavor.
Well, we don't have grapefruit. We still drink all the good. Oh, pamplemousse, yeah.
And that was four lines.
There's peach left. Yeah.
Okay, well, that was really. I don't know if you guys caught the little storyline about the cabbages, but it seems like these are two different siblings.
A lot of food disputes are the main.
Are we continuing it? Was it like a play in multiple acts?
It's really hard to say. We'll have to check in with Alexi, but thank you so much. Do you green light it?
Yeah, show to Shonda.
Show to Shonda. Really nice. Jacob and Cecily, really good. You guys should hang out in California. Goodbye. Okay, really good. I'm just
going to.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, so we're going to just check in with Alexi really quick just to make sure that that's kind of what we're doing here. It does seem like I don't know where Alexi went. It seems like we've lost him from the line. Okay, but we'll maybe he'll call back and check in with us. Okay, so let's we're going to talk to we'll talk to Jonathan from Austin, Texas. Jonathan, are you there? Jonathan, are you there?
Hey.
Jonathan?
Yeah, it's Vinny. Hello.
Jonathan?
Can you hear me?
It's really...
Can you hear me? Hello?
It sounds very...
It's a bit crushed.
It sounds a little bit crushed.
Hello, can you hear me?
Whoa.
Uncrushed it.
That Hello? Was yes. That was a different voice.
He was in his panic room before. Is the problem?
Yeah. Jonathan, are
wait,
you...
what? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
perfectly now.
Before it was a little bit alarming.
Okay, good. Sorry about that.
It wasn't. You weren't being a host, Whitney. I'll tell you that. Funny. And Jonathan, you're on the line with a good friend of the show, Flimsy Nemo.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, you're here.
Hi, Flimsy Nemo.
I need that kind of validation. Just someone telling me that I'm here.
Oh, man. Don't throw me down a spiral.
Okay. All right. So we're going to just step right out of that hole. And if you could, Jonathan and Flimsy Nemo, again, we've had two storylines now, one about strawberry LaCroix and one about cabbages. So feel free to,
Should we do a new storyline or continue an old one?
I think do either the A or
same
B
question.
Story.
Mm-hmm.
What's a question?
I don't know. What do you want? What do you want?
Me?
Yeah. Let's try to continue it. See if we can tie it all together in this
tie
one.
Tie it all together. That'd be
nice.
Awesome.
All right. That sounds great.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Do you want to go first?
See, this is kind of just
like, yeah, sure, I'll go first.
Again, this is kind of a big fundraising episode. So it's nice that you guys are just chatting.
What's that, Joe?
Nothing. I'm fine. No, I'm cool. Keep
going. Are you
cool as a cabbage?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a different idea?
Cool. No, definitely. No, just go for it, you know?
All right. Hey, I found my LaCroix, and they're all crushed. What happened? They're all They're all smushed.
Smushed LaCroix.
You uncovered my plan about the LaCroix and the cabbages. It's all coming together.
You smushed the cabbages into the LaCroix.
Yeah, I'm trying to create a new flavor.
There you go.
I wish you weren't my brother.
Oh, okay. And a final line.
Is that an accusation?
Whoa. Okay. Hey.
Oh, wait.
No spoilers.
Okay. So that was really nice.
I like the way you stated that you were going to bring it all together, and you did that by saying in a line, it's all coming together.
Yeah.
It's classic, the third act in Seinfeld episode.
It
where
is
they're
a
like,
classic.
It's all coming.
Third act in a Seinfeld episode.
Look at this.
I can't wait for the finale.
Yeah, I can't wait for the finale either. So again, I can't believe you guys don't know each other. That was really similar energies. And Manolo, would you green light it?
It's a really good game.
Yeah, it's a really good game.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Show to Shonda.
Show to Shonda, really nice. Go,
oh great.
Go
Show
suck on
Shonda.
That.
Sail.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Okay. Thanks so much. Okay. Really. Talk to you later. Okay.
Thank you. Great work.
Yeah. No. You. Great work. Okay. So I really was trying to get that started too. Like I say, go suck on that, and then the caller says sail.
Sail.
Like let's just check in with Whitney. Whitney, go suck on that.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Whitney. Okay, see you later. Okay, again, really awesome.
Jill, yeah. I'm worried about you. Are you being forced to do this show by someone?
Yeah, it seems as though I've made a commitment that is, mm-hmm. What would you say is, do you like making your podcast?
Yeah, after many years, now that someone else is producing it for me, I like it very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our producer's
How long has
in
it
Alaska.
Been going for?
He's
12
good.
Years.
12 years.
Mm. I wonder if Alex will produce our show for 12 years. Alex? Alex?
Please.
Alex, please? Nope, he's not calling in. That's okay. You know, that's okay.
He screened himself out.
Yeah. Maybe we can talk to him. I'm not sure. Let me see if I can talk to him. Hello, Alex?
Hello?
Alex!
Hey.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Be a host,
hey.
Whitney.
Alex, do you think that you would produce this show for 12 years?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, talk to you later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Suck on a sail.
Yeah, suck on a sail. Okay, really nice. Okay, so... Yeah, that's kind of just a little behind the scenes action.
Sounded like he was screening calls from a bath.
Yeah, could have been. So, Dan, do you want to do one more scene with somebody?
Oh, sure.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, let's see. Robert from Palm Harbor, Florida, who's working in an office right now. Let's see. Robert, are you there?
Hey. I am. This is Master Improviser Robert Ebid. How you doing?
Setting everyone up for failure.
Okay. So we've got a lot of storylines here.
Yeah. I think I missed a little bit of it when I was kind of brought on by Alex.
Oh, that's
so
all for the best, I think.
I'm going to make it work.
Yeah. Okay, so there we go. Mm.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Should I start?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Okay, great. I think you've ruined my LaCroix formula by adding too much cabbage to it, brother.
What would be an acceptable amount of cabbage? You say too much, but...
Well, I was thinking maybe a cup. You've really gone overboard with two cups.
You're right. It is overboard. It seems that two cups would just displace the entire LaCroix.
Well, and scene.
Yeah, it's practically a salad.
Oh, don't spoil.
Oh, wait. Was that...
Yeah, no spoilers.
It's
that's
practically a salad. Next week on Sibling Accusations, it's practically a salad.
Now that's a pilot.
Wow, Robert.
All right.
Would you green light it, Manolo?
Yeah, I'm showing to Shonda.
Wow, showing to Shonda, really good. Suck on that.
Yes. Hi, Whitney.
Thanks a lot, Robert. See you later. Okay.
Happy to help.
Yeah, no, you happy to help. Yeah, no, I'm happy to help. Okay. People said they're happy to help. Okay, so that was really good. That turns out to be Dr. Sibling Accusation. Now, we do get to vote on a winning game. Dan, what do you think should be the winning game? Should it be Crypto Celebrity? Should it be Happy Birthday Spider-Man? Or should it be Dr. Sibling Accusation?
You know, Happy Birthday Spider-Man almost made it, but I think we go with the last one, the Sibling Accusation one.
You want that game to be played again?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want that to
get... Okay. I mean, if you're going to be angry about it, too.
It seems like somebody is pitching a new game called Cabbage Burglar. What?
When does a burglar have to do
that? I don't really understand. Okay. Another person is pitching Dr. Cabbage Cup. Really helpful, guys. Really helpful. Whitney, our own Whitney, is pitching Dr. Coleslaw. Be a host, Whitney. Okay?
Be a host, Whitney.
Okay, so it seems like most people are voting for Dr. Sibling Accusations. Really not helpful. Let's talk to a few people. We're going to talk to Gabriel from San Jose, California. What are you voting for?
Hi. Voting for... Dr. Sibling Accusation. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. No, thank you. Wow, Gabriel, thanks so much.
Hey, is that the same thing?
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much. Okay, really good. What a classic call. Okay, we're going to talk to Trevor from Spokane, Washington. Trevor's an enemy of the show. Trevor.
Hello, Joe.
Who would you like to vote for, Trevor?
Yeah, I've been gone for a while, but I'm back.
Again, I just asked a question.
Welcome
if you
back,
could just
Trevor.
Sound a little
Be
bit less threatening.
Mm-hmm. Well, you cut out. I apologize. What was your question?
The question is, what game are you voting for? It's the same question I ask at the end of every episode.
The most polite enemy.
I'm trying to be polite, Joe, okay? Mm-hmm. You know my answer.
It's not
the first two games. It's always the last one.
You're voting for Dr. Sibling Accusation or Dr. Cabbage Cup or Dr. Coleslaw?
Dr. Coleslaw sounds pretty good.
Oh, it does. Does it? Okay, great. Thanks a lot for your help for Dr. Coleslaw.
Yeah. You know, because it makes you, you know what? Suck on that, Joe.
Suck on that sale. It's called suck on that sale, not suck on that Joe. Thank you so much, Trevor. Again, a pleasant... No, I'm going to hang up. Okay, goodbye, Trevor.
Pleasure.
No, you thank you. Okay. So that was bad.
The whole show? Or
Yeah. It's hard. Yeah, it seems like Dr. Cabbage Cup is winning.
Dr. Cabbage Cup.
Dr. Cabbage Cup.
How does this work? Does this just a name that must inspire a game in the future, or are they already devising the rules of Dr. Cabbage Cup?
It seems that they don't have the rules. No. They just like the name. And then we're there to scramble for rules. It seems as though it's a tie between Dr. Sibling Accusation and Dr. Cabbage Cup. Maybe we should check in with Whitney just one more time, see what they think. Whitney?
Hi.
Hi, Whitney. If you could just be a host. Seems as though you brought up a game called Dr. Cabbage Cup.
Oh, it's Coleslaw.
I took it from somebody else.
Oh.
Dr. Cabbage Cup is my... is my vote because it outvoted my thing. So, yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Go with the stronger runner.
I'm easily influenced.
Yeah, be a host, Winnie. You could be a host. You know? Stand up for what's right.
Goodbye, Whitney.
What?
Okay, wow. Okay, well.
I'm going to start leaving rooms like that. Goodbye, Dan.
Wow. Okay. So, do you have any ideas for what Dr. Cabbage Cup could be, Dan?
The only idea I have is the dumbest thing.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. It. Well, yep.
I don't think that this works because it involves the hosts being the ones playing the game. Well, I was
go
thinking,
ahead. You go ahead, be a host, Whitney.
The caller has a cup at home, and it either has cabbage in it or not, and you have to derive just from like talking to them the tone of their voice whether you have to guess whether there's cabbage in the cup or not.
Classic Dr. Game
Show. It's a classic Dr. Game Show game. It's almost canon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess Dr. Cabbage Cup is in. thanks a lot, Dan. Really helpful. Incredible work. And then could you just give us an idea of what the theme song is going to sound like?
Dr. Cabbage Cup, don't interrupt when you're playing Dr. Cabbage Cup.
Okay, wow, that is going to be really something. And could you just give us a real quick example? I'm just going to take a call, and then if you could just tell us if they have cabbage in their cup. Just to give us a sense. Grayton from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Of course, they're at the ready.
Grayton, you got a cup in front of you, right?
Yes.
Great. From the sound of Grayton's voice, would you say that?
Well, my name is Drayton, actually.
Drayton? With a D?
So, I'm sorry. With a D. Yeah, there you go.
You don't need to apologize for that.
Yeah, you really don't need to apologize for that. That's on me. So we got Drayton on the phone.
Well, I'm going to guess. I mean, the problem is this is a little more unfair than as I would project Dr. Cabbage Cup to be, say, in the future. Because, number one, I know that he probably didn't have time to run out and get some cabbage.
From the cabbage bodega.
Yeah, and number two, he seemed sort of confused by the idea that he needed a cup in front of him at all. So I'm going to say there is no cabbage in his cup.
Mm-hmm. Nor a cup?
Drayton, cabbage cup.
You're right. No cabbage in the cup.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting. A 1 out of 1 success rate. Incredible. Drayton, you're getting a custom magnet.
Wait.
What?
Okay.
Suck on that.
Okay. I have a cat in front of me.
Okay.
Suck on that. Yeah,
okay. Thanks.
You've already won.
Thanks a lot. Okay. See you later. Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, that's the game. Okay. So Dan.
Can't wait.
If they could, maybe if they couldn't get enough of you and they already listened to the Flap House, how could they find more of you?
There's not many other opportunities if you want me specifically. You can subscribe to the Twitter feed that makes my co-host Elliot Kalin consistently angry with the quality of my jokes. Okay. And that's Dan K. McCoy is my handle.
And just to be clear, Soupy Sales is, you could find that there and retweet it.
Find the original.
You could actually make that go viral.
Yeah. I don't see how you could stop it from going viral.
You couldn't stop it from going viral. So think about that.
Yeah.
And then thank you so much for coming on the show, Dan. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Manolo, where can they find you?
Well, at Manolo something on Instagram. I have a question about your sweater.
What?
What's the pattern on it?
I think it's digital Santas.
Digital Santas?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I would say that it looks like someone chopped up a sock monkey and made you roll around in it.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. That's like more accurate than digital Santas.
Some Hannah on the message board said that Dan's Twitter feed rivals the chaos of this chat. So think about that.
I'll take that as a compliment.
I'd say that's a big compliment coming from these monsters. So if you could, Dan, if you wouldn't mind just kind of helping Manolo do the theme song out while I do the special thanks, would you mind?
Sure.
Okay, thanks so much.
See how this goes.
Okay.
All right,
here we go. Special thanks to our engineer, Andrew Marr. Our producer, Alex Adan. Our mixer, Andy Christens. Our intern, Baby Rocky. Our supported at Hook and Fade Studios in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Don't come here. And the theme song is by Big Huge. You can also get a t-shirt for Dr. Game Show at the Maximum Fun website. Thank you so much.
Game show, doctor, game show, doctor, game show, doctor, game show, doctor. Game Show Doctor. Game Show Doctor. Do you want to do a solo?
Goodbye, Dr. Game Show. Wow. Really good. Really good, guys. What an episode. Dan, thank you so much for coming on the show.
I loved it. I, you know, I don't want us to seem unfaithful to other podcasts, but this is the most fun I've had guesting on a thing. So.
Wow. Well, we're so glad you did it. It was a real goofy one. Mm-hmm. You really enabled quite a bit of chaos.
Thanks.
Every episode we I'd say Manolo and I go, if it's a stream, we go, the water flows in different directions.
Oh, it goes
and
downhill.
I say, where'd you go? Where'd you go over there in that little stream path?
In a bigger body of water.
Into a bigger body of water. And so we have a minute devoted to that bigger body of water called Manolo's brain. Wait, it's called the Manolo, what?
Where did you end up?
I'm in a different body of water. Okay. I'm the Mississippi River.
And I'm a sink.
You're the sink. Yeah. So let's take a minute to figure out what Manolo was thinking about this episode. And minute starts now.
There is a time when you suddenly asked Alex, you put Alex on the line, mm-hmm. our producer, and mm-hmm. and then I offhandedly commented, oh, sounds like he's in a bath. And then mm-hmm. after the episode, mm-hmm. we were talking, and then he revealed that he was in the middle of number one-ing into a toilet bowl. And that's where I got confused, because I use my detective skills. I could detect water up to like water usage, but mm-hmm. not like and room. So I got bathroom, mm-hmm. but not use of liquids. And if you're
spending,
expelling it, or
you're spending
in
your
it,
Manolo minute to throw our loyal producer Alex
not under the bus.
Where are you throwing him?
Out with the bathwater. No, but
throwing him straight into the toilet.
No, and then I was like, okay, this is the under the bus part. I was like, I don't have any Manolo minutes to talk about, and he's like, you could talk about me peeing.
It's a family friendly show. All right, that's time. Thank you so much. Okay,
thanks, Alex.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.